Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another in our Journeys series, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers on their life, work, and personal journey. Today we're joined by Dan Allender. He is the author of The Wounded Heart, The Healing Path, Intimate Allies. He is a popular speaker. He's a workshop leader. He's the president and professor of counseling at Mars Hill Graduate School in Seattle, Washington, one of the best-kept secrets in Seattle. He is Dr. Dan Allender, and we're going to get a chance to get acquainted with him. You're going to learn a lot of important and interesting stuff over the next few minutes. And Dan, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, beloved, it's good to be with you.
You know, we went out to dinner after the last time we were together, and when I heard your conversion story, I thought I was in an episode of Monty Python. I went home and I kind of shook my head a little bit and asked myself, is what he told me actually what I think I heard? And by the way, parenthetically, right after that, you went over and had a near-death experience.
I did, and that's one of the reasons I wasn't really sure I wanted to be back with you.
What happened?
I hit a deer.
On your motorcycle?
I ride a nice motorcycle. And,
what kind of motorcycle?
A lovely BMW.
Wow.
And probably just in the radiance of my time with you.
Yeah.
Driving home, coming down a little hill, this thing... Yeah. It was a satanic deer. I could see it in its eyes.
Wow.
And it assaulted me. And
it leapt up and did battle with you.
It knew that I had been with the beloved.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when a deer hits a windshield, there was a story in Norway a few weeks ago about a deer that flew out of the sky and landed on a windshield of a car. Do you remember that story? A 600-pounder. And it actually had fallen off of a kind of an overpass protrusion or something. There was a deer flying towards these people. But it's almost fatal, and sometimes is for cars. I can't imagine what happens on a motorcycle.
Well, after we had a good dinner together,
yes.
I called my wife, and she said, "You have a sailing magazine at home." And I was so excited at the thought that I was going to get home and read my magazine. I remember as I hit the ground, the deer, hit the ground, my first thought was, if I'm dead, I can't look at the magazine.
And then, seriously.
Oh, seriously. And then
you're supposed to have like really spiritual thoughts.
Not
when
at
something
all.
Like this happens.
Not at all.
Like, oh Lord, please spare me so I can do more work for your kingdom.
Well,
that
or,
kind of stuff. And you were,
or
the Lord, there's sailing to be done.
Or one's boring life comes in front of you. No, it was my sailing magazine. I wasn't going to see what was in the
That's
edition.
Right. I'm going to fight for the quick for my life here because there's something important at stake. A sailing magazine that awaits me at home. So anyway, were you seriously injured?
No, my bike was terribly damaged.
But yeah, you were able to repair it. You didn't have to replace it.
No, it was
okay.
Damaged. But
we'll see if we can do more tonight. We'll see if we can get an elephant out on the road or something. Something that can actually. But well, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the lovely French restaurant which you introduced me to, and I found what's the name of that place?
Champagne's.
Oh man, what a meal! That was just sumptuous. You told me about your conversion story, and if I followed it right, you actually ended up going to Westminster Seminary before actually making a profession of faith, which I did not know was even a possibility. Talk about your kind of upbringing and the religious home and environment you were raised in, or lack thereof, and how you actually made your way towards the kingdom.
Well, I had no background. I don't even know. The only background I had was Flippo the Clown that every now and then at 5 o'clock on Channel 4 in Columbus, Ohio, occasionally mentioned something about God. And I remember asking my mom, what's this thing he's talking about, God? And she said, you don't need to know. You don't need to know. It'll only yeah. screw you up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was my religious background. Flippo.
Your family had no religious heritage or tradition?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But... It's too long. That's too long a story, other than to say that when I was 13 years of age, I met a gentleman who changed my life, and that was the co-author of many of the books that we've written, Trevor Longman III.
Yeah. And that's in Columbus, Ohio.
And he had a family that had faith and stepped into that family and was really invited to have a sense of what a mother, a father, what siblings are like. And it was a glorious place for me to kind of gain that first entry. But I was a drug dealer. I was a car stealer. I broke and entered. I was just a bad egg for many, many, many years. But
wow.
This family graciously received me into their world. And during that period of time, as I continued to be involved in illicit pharmaceutical sales and just a life that was very, very harmful, the gospel continued to come into my life to a point where I knew the Bible. I knew the Bible fairly well as an unbeliever. I remember one time having the opportunity to share the gospel with an unbeliever who was thinking about killing herself that night. And
you shared the gospel with her, though you yourself hadn't made a personal claim of faith?
Oh, no, no. I mean, I just figured, you know, that the other paths she had tried hadn't worked. She might as well try Jesus. So I remember the moment where I asked her if she wanted to receive Christ as her Lord and Savior. I had taken her through Romans 3:23, 6:23, Ephesians 2:8, 9.
This is when you were in high school?
No, this is college. At this point.
And, yeah.
And I said, do you want to receive the Lord? And she said, yes. So I said, well, close your eyes and pray this prayer after me. And I prayed the prayer.
Because you had heard it through going to church with Tremper and all
that
stuff?
No, I'd never gone to church, but I'd you know, been in groups where I'd heard this happen before.
Yes.
And so I remember when she opened her eyes and looked at me, and I'm telling you, they were different eyes.
Wow.
Unquestionably different eyes. And she said, I never knew you were a Christian. And I said, I'm not. In fact, you can't do drugs. You can't hang out with me anymore. I'm going to take you to some friends, and they're going to help you, but you can't be messing around with me anymore. So that was the context of saying that the gospel came to me late.
Now, out of season, I believe, is a biblical phrase. So, yeah, most people make the decision to follow Jesus before they start leading other people to Jesus. But anyway, that's another story. Where did you go to college?
Well, I went to a place called Ohio Wesleyan in Delaware, yeah. Ohio.
And, yeah. Again, is that where Tremper went?
Yes. Well, we went because we tried to divide our Doors albums, and it was one of the second worst fights we ever got in. And and he said, why don't you just come to college with me? I was like, okay. So I went to college with him.
Yeah, this is true.
Absolutely.
You had a collection of albums that the two of you shared.
Right. A couple hundred.
In high school.
Right.
And he was going to leave for college, and he wanted to take them.
Well, just the Doors albums.
Yeah.
And that ticked me off because I really like Jim. So I said, absolutely. Well, anyway, the fight was awful. He said, why don't you come to college? And it was like, okay, why not?
So, ladies and gentlemen, so far, this young man sitting in front of me, Dr. Dan Allender, has led someone to Christ without actually making the decision himself, has chosen a college based on that was where the library of Doors album was going to be housed, so he had to follow the Doors albums wherever it might lead him.
Right.
He's still selling pharmaceuticals, though advising other people that it's not a good thing to be involved with me. If you're going to follow Jesus, you got to go hang out with these other people. And you see why I said it's like an episode of Monty Python.
Join us for our next podcast with Dan Allender. Thank you for listening to Journeys on the Kindling's Muse.